butter. Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll free line as we launch into the second hour of the program. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We've been talking about the Colorado legalization situation where at the beginning of this year in 2014, the law went into effect that was created as a result of a ballot measure in Colorado passed back in the 2012 election. It's now the real deal, and stores have been having a difficult time keeping up with demand for the legal cannabis. There has been a load of money spent on it thus far, and so far, most people have been unmolested, although, Mark, you said you saw a story about one place being raided by the feds. Did you happen to pull that up by chance? I didn't check with you on
that. I did. What I was able to find was one place that didn't get its license from the state of Colorado or something that had been doing medical for some time.
Okay.
And another situation where apparently a home was raided, there were some weapons found, it was just, none of them looked strictly like a recreational pot sales facility had been raided by the DEA.
I see. So it wasn't a storefront facility or anything like that. All right. So back to the story here. We're over half of the way through. It's a CNN report published within the last week, and it's about one of the interesting businesses that has sprung up in Colorado that are serving people, not directly serving them marijuana, but sort of facilitating them to acquire the cannabis. They're cannabis tours, as they're called. They are a marijuana limousine tour where you and a group of friends, or you and probably some total strangers, can get into a limousine and get taken around to different pot shops in Colorado and then smoke the pot in the limousine as you're being taken around. It's particularly fun and interesting because the lady who's the focus of this is 72 years old. This is somebody's grandmother who is now able to come out of the closet as a cannabis consumer, and she's such a typical kind of stoner too, right? She's got kind of the stoner laugh, and she's fun, and she's bubbly and funny. So she and her what appear to be a partner, and he's kind of like this Pink Floyd shirt wearing older gentleman, maybe in his late 60s or early 70s, and these folks are just tooling around in Denver, having a blast. We'll continue here. You're welcome to comment as well at 855-450. Free. So they're at the second pot shop. He's buying some edibles here.
It's a quick stop, then back in the limo for more fun.
Colorado Rocky Mountain High Tour.
Oh, that's good. That's good tasting.
This tour always includes a stop for lunch or dinner. The group had their mind made up.
You guys are eating tacos? Is that what I hear?
Well, I can eat a taco or two. I'm hungry.
So, Randy, I got to ask, how extensive was your research in the back of that limo?
You know, Anderson, it was top notch. We did very extensive research, I have to tell you. My brain was a little fuzzy
really?
By the time I got out of there. Oh, yeah, I wasn't thinking right. I couldn't remember even some of the questions that I wanted to ask in the interview, which has never happened to me when I'm reporting in the field. And I found things to be really funny, much funnier than I normally do. So I think we got a little bit of a contact high there.
But it was just a contact high. I just want to make that clear. Is that correct?
She is giggling an awful lot in this this post-interview here in this with Anderson Cooper. Continue.
Yes, it was just a contact because they don't have vaporizers yet, even though a lot of the companies want to use them. So the smoke was still there.
Wait a minute. What's she suggesting there?
Because she certainly was suggesting that she was like, well, it's because they don't have vaporizers yet.
Otherwise, she would have engaged in the use of
cannabis. She's like, I don't want to put smoke in my lungs, but vaporizers, once they have that.
Now, if she's on assignment to investigate legal cannabis, isn't it legitimate for her to be using the product just to, know what she's talking about?
It sure would be legitimate, but Anderson's trying to be a Nancy Naysayer, you better not have smoked that marijuana.
He's playing with her.
He's playing with her in a way that I find reprehensible.
He's probably blazed up with her behind the studio. Here we go.
Seeing that video.
Oh, you laugh. It's television, Mark. Come on. You know these people are getting high just like people in radio do.
You're just jumping to a conclusion.
Totally,
I have no idea.
Based on experience.
There was a lot of smoke. Okay. So I don't know how those people did it. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, how are they standing after smoking so much? I guess they built up maybe a tolerance. They seem to smoke a lot.
You know.
Yeah, I think.
You know, wasn't Anderson Cooper, wasn't it well known that he was really good friends with Lance Armstrong?
The doping.
Just making a point.
Here we go.
So, I think so, because Barbara certainly, I mean, she's been smoking, she's been using marijuana for 40 years, the grandmother that we interviewed. And, I mean, if you saw those joints, I don't know if you could see them through the video there, but they were like the size of small cannons. I mean, I have a couple of them here in the wrapping. This one's a blueberry one. And they're very, very big. So they smoked a couple of those before they put it into the doob tube, as she called it. And they were really high. Plus, they were chewing on some of the edibles. They had those in the car. There's no alcohol served or anything like that. But one thing that I did learn this week, very important, is here's a little bit, here's a couple of buds here. Now, this is considered a sativa. So this is a very high energy marijuana, which Coloradans apparently like because they're active people here in Colorado. But then there's another one here called indica. And Anderson, indica means sort of like into couch. So you can either get a sativa or an indica. And indica means you're basically going to like crawl up into a fetal position and, you know, collapse into the couch after you smoke some of this stuff. So I guess a lot of the folks here definitely prefer the sativas.
Randy, did you say those joints were like smoking cannons? They were as big as small cannons?
They are so big. When Barbara whipped it out to light it up, nobody wanted to light it. Everybody was afraid to touch it because it was so big. Nobody had seen such a big joint before. So, but Barbara at 72 had no problem just lighting it up and getting everybody involved, and they had a great time.
How much longer are you going to be there for, Randy? Are you moving there? Or?
I think I need to come home. I think
you
I'm coming home
come
tomorrow.
Back to the East Coast. Yeah, come back to the East Coast,
Do you
Randy.
Think they'll know?
All right, thanks very much.
Okay.
I want to wash your clothes before going through security at the airport, too.
See,
I don't know.
I'm telling you. That's not entirely him playing with it.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. He seemed to be pretty amused based on the look on his face.
I don't think the lady smoked anything.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, he's you know, acting amused on one hand, but he's being a moralist on the other, and I think it's reprehensible what he's doing there.
I don't know, Mark, what do you think about Johnson's interpretation?
I think he's scolding her.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of scolding going on. What you're doing out there might be a fun story and everything, but it's not serious news work. And
he's trying to imply that there's something morally wrong with what's going on in Colorado. He's making that implication with what he's saying. He's trying to play both sides of it.
He's
trying to play
both
sides of it by smiling and giggling about it and saying this isn't serious. But at the same time, by doing that and saying it's not serious.
He's attempting to appear playful
while
at the same time still coming from that old perspective.
Right, but being playful while scolding is he's basically trying to say we should be rolling back the wheel on this. This is not serious. This is ridiculous. And Colorado is ridiculous.
Yeah, but somebody
for doing
sent
this.
Her on this story.
Sure,
I don't
but
know
his
if he's making those decisions or if there's some sort
sure,
of editor.
But the way he's handling it is his implication is that Colorado, what's going on in Colorado is ridiculous.
Come back to the East
and
Coast.
And immature and come back to the East Coast and grow back up and get back here.
Right.
You know, which is despicable.
Well, there you go. I thought the report generally, though, was very entertaining.
I think the whole report is generally entertaining.
And very cute. And really interesting look into a service that you can't get if you aren't in Colorado. The Cannabis Tours, $300. You get to tour around in a limousine and go to three or four different pot shops and blaze up with your friends in the limo. And sounds like it's having a lot of people are attracted to this. Fascinating.
Well, while I'm being a naysayer, I've got more naysaying to do about this in Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of the things that's going on out there is that Colorado won't ban the use of public assistance at the marijuana shop ATMs. And also, you know, obviously.
Wait, at the ATMs?
Yeah, they have ATMs apparently in some of these marijuana shops.
Okay.
Right? So basically, a Colorado Senate committee voted 3-2 on Wednesday to reject a GOP proposal to add marijuana shops to the list of places where recipients of public assistance can't use their government-issued EBT cards to access cash. So essentially what's going on is these people are going in, using their EBT card at a,
at an ATM,
and then buying, you know, marijuana stuff with it, because obviously they're...
Okay, so if this bill were to pass, then it would mean that they'd have to go to the grocery store and use that ATM and then go to the marijuana shop.
Sure, yeah.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It would merely just inconvenience somebody. It's not going to stop them from getting cash from an EBT card and then spending it on whatever they want. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like. Toll-free number, is 855-450-FREE. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you on the site. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the stores that you find there. There's Amazon. There's Newegg. Amazon's the best deal for us. We get the biggest percentage. But what you do is you go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter through those links, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So it's the same great prices, the same great selection, the super deals that you're used to. You're just, well, Amazon is sending a cut of their profits to Free Talk Live. When you take that extra moment and go to shop.freetalklive.com, and if you want to save that extra moment in the future, just go there once, go to the link of your choice. If you're in the United States, go to the Amazon US. If you're in Canada or the UK, there's Amazons for you. You go to the right Amazon for you, and then just hit the bookmark button on your browser. And then from that point on, all you have to do is just go through the bookmark. Our code will be embedded in that bookmark, so we will get a percentage for everything you buy from that point on through that bookmark. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. Start your shopping there.
The North American Bitcoin Conference is coming up real soon. It's January the 25th and 26th. So what's that? Less than 10 days from now. I'm heading down. I'm really excited. There's going to be hundreds of folks from the Bitcoin community there converging on Miami Beach in order to talk about driving the currency from speculation into mainstream. And I think it's happening already. I can see more and more evidence happening every day. I'm excited. Folks like Tony Gallippi from BitPay, Roger Veer, who's known as Bitcoin Jesus, Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, Jason King from Sean's Outpost, and Charlie Lee, the inventor of Litecoin, and me. You can come see us all. Get your tickets at btcmiami.com. You can pay in Bitcoin, btcmiami.com. And actually, BitPay is sponsoring merchant workshops that are free there at the event. And so if you're a merchant, you can learn how to accept Bitcoins there. No charge. So, btcmiami.com.
All right, so let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Ken is listening in Aurora, Illinois. Ken, you're listening online to tune in. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be back now with you guys.
Welcome back.
I'm a new guest. And I just wanted to say you can't really compare driving intoxicated on alcohol with marijuana. The case study you guys were referencing earlier, it's totally invalid. I smoke literally from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to sleep. And I drive all the time. I install satellite dishes. And I'm never once had an I've been doing this for about 6 months. And I use it mainly to deal with, aches and pains and joint issues and so forth.
Well, I mean, hold on a second. Just to give you our listeners a brief recap, you're talking about something we brought up at the very beginning of the show. It's a video that was done by a news organization in Washington State about users of cannabis versus alcohol and how they affect their driving skills. I said that it wasn't a scientific study. It's just a few, like two or three people, I think it was three or four maybe, people, case studies and their effects of using cannabis and their effects of using alcohol. And
it was pretty clear that cannabis was far less had far less of an effect on the drivers than alcohol.
Yeah, they were able to smoke quite a bit of cannabis before they actually finally said, you know what, this isn't, we've had enough. We really feel like we were not going to, they individually said, I'm not going to, normally I would not drive at this point. So that's all. It was to show that they were responsible about their usage. I understand what you're saying is that you've never been so high as to feel like you couldn't drive. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. I mean, there's a point. I don't care how much alcohol tolerance you have. You're going to die. It doesn't exist with marijuana.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've said that before, but I appreciate you you pointing it out here tonight. I don't think anybody was suggesting that cannabis was a particularly impairing drug. It was just merely, some people's experience. And could you see that some people, if they got too high, would feel uncomfortable driving?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
that's all it showed.
Let me ask you this. So you're driving the company truck baked?
No, personal.
Okay. Don't you think that you're, don't you feel like there might be a danger doing this all day long?
No.
Nope.
No, I don't think there's a danger to
it. Well, I mean, yeah, if you get caught by the police.
I don't even get high. Well, that's whatever, I live free, whatever. That's their problem, not mine.
He must be smoking those sativas and not those indica couch.
Yeah, I can't do an indica. I cannot do an indica. I have to be at least 80% sativa.
And how the hell do you know? I mean, in Illinois, you're not getting the, you can't just walk into a store and buy it. I mean, I've been smoking cannabis for my entire adult life, and I don't know if I'm getting an indica or a sativa. I have no idea. How do you know?
You just gotta smoke it first.
So you just, you can just tell by how it affects you. Okay. Interesting.
I mean, you either get a really, really hard body buzz or more of a head buzz.
All right. So, well, anything else you want to share tonight, Ken?
Actually, yeah. Little tip of my hat to Bitcoin. I called my bank the other day to do a wire transfer from my account to my brother's account. And she was like, oh, it's going to be $12 and so on and so forth. And I just kind of laughed at her and was like, you know, Bitcoin is so exceedingly easier. And she had no idea what it was. And so I went into about a 10-minute conversation with this woman over what Bitcoin was and how much easier it is.
This was at your bank?
Yeah, the representative from...
Was there anyone waiting behind you in line for this conversation?
This is over the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, very good, Ken. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I wasn't trying to indict marijuana as some kind of dangerous thing to use.
I feel like any moment now we're going to get some sort of, like, you know, underground botanist that's going to call and be like, this is how you identify the difference between, you know, an indica and a sativa or something.
There's, I'm sure there's
somebody's
some way.
Gonna call.
There's probably some way. I've just never learned what it is. No one's ever explained it to me. So, yeah, Mark, I mean, you have a relevant story here. When you were younger and you used cannabis once and you drove.
The first time I used
cannabis.
You
nearly drove into some kind of storefront, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Pomero shop or whatever there on North Trail?
I don't remember.
No, it was a furniture store.
Okay.
Yeah.
And after that, did you do it again, and were you better at driving? Smoke and drive?
Oh, I have smoked marijuana and driven,
yeah.
And I would say that generally I'm better, you know, that better shape there than having drank and drove.
Mm-hmm. But you still feel impaired and that you're less of a driver when you consume cannabis.
Well, I think that it's that you might, a police officer might be able to pick out the marijuana smokers who are driving. Mm-hmm. They might be driving too
slow. Based on how they drive.
You know, in a too careful, that kind of thing. So that would be what my biggest concern would be.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've done it countless times in my life, and the first time was the most interesting, I think, because I was 17. I was at this young lady's house who, it was actually back when I was running a BBS. I was actually running a BBS back, like, at the very back end of when BBSs were not really happening anymore, and for whatever reason, I found out that one of the people that was on the BBS was a cannabis user, and I was, you know, 17. I didn't have my own pot at that time. So ended up going over to her house and getting pretty high and then driving home at that point. And it was an adventure in driving. It really was.
Let me tell you, I have had an adventure in driving of an experience that has now made it that I probably won't ever drive on any kind of substance ever again. And that is that I've driven on LSD.
Oh,
yeah.
And how hard
I don't
were
recommend
you
any of this, kids, by the way.
I would say that every 2 minutes I thought I was lost because I didn't recognize the environment around me of a trip that I had taken, a route that I had taken hundreds of times.
What in the world made you think this was a good idea?
Oh, I didn't have a choice. That was the
oh,
thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was bad.
Let's talk more about this. Yeah, definitely not a good idea.
No.
Psychedelic drugs and driving.
Awful.
Not recommending it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-652-3709. That's 1-800-652-3709. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you'll get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-652-3709. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3709 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3709.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here toll free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it is the Pro XPN toll free line. Pro XPN is a global virtual private network, and it allows all of your online data to be encrypted back and forth, meaning before your data gets to the ISP, your internet service provider, when it leaves your computer, right before it leaves your computer, it is encrypted. That means your ISP no longer can snoop on what you're doing. They can no longer log the websites you visit, as they probably are doing. They're probably logging all the sites you visit, all the search terms that you enter, all the data that you enter in non-secured information on the Internet. They're keeping all that for at least 6 months, maybe in some cases as long as 5 years. Now, of course, those records can easily be obtained by anybody with a government court order. And in some cases, they don't even need a court order. Some companies will just roll over if they're asked to roll over. So if you want to protect yourself from that, use ProXPN. It's one of the things that they do to protect you. They also protect your location, because you get to select, if you've got the premium account at ProXPN, you get to select the server to which you connect worldwide, and that'll make it look like you're coming from that location to the website you visit. So the websites that you go to will no longer know where you're actually located when you use ProXPN. How do you get started? Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their app. It's free. You can get started for free at ProXPN, but their premium account gives you unlimited bandwidth. You get to choose your server, and you can pick different servers at different times if you'd like. And you can use any old service you want. So if you want to do torrents, you can do that. You can't do torrents with their free account. You can do it with the premium account at proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code. You'll save 20% off their already shockingly low prices. $5 a month is what that 20% off code breaks it down to if you get the annual plan with code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL to get started there. And if you've got Bitcoin, you want to pay with Bitcoin, you'll save 33% on the annual plan that way. And it's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so you really have nothing to lose. Go ahead and give it a shot at proxpn.com/FTL and protect yourself. Now, we had started to, or we ended up on this topic of driving while on drugs, and it started out talking about alcohol, which, of course, everybody knows is incredibly dangerous to drink a fair amount and start driving. You probably get away with a beer or two, depending on how you know how good you are at holding your alcohol. But what I would recommend if you're going to drink and drive is getting a breathalyzer. That way, you'll know before you leave anywhere that what your BAC is. And there are cheap breathalyzers and there are better breathalyzers. But if you're into drinking, this is probably something that could save you a whole lot of hassle, is having one of these devices.
Another thing you need to know is that there's something called residual mouth alcohol.
Yeah, that's true.
And that you don't want to just, if you're going to blow into a breathalyzer, like one used by a law enforcement officer, you need to rinse your mouth out.
Yes.
Because
preferably 15 minutes before you blow into that breathalyzer.
Right. You're going to need, that's certainly the case. You don't want to have burped. Actually, it's against, I believe, against the law for them to administer a breathalyzer within 15 minutes of you having burped. So if you've got, if that alcohol is making you just burp, or, you know, you're a chronic burper, you can't take a breathalyzer.
This is not legal advice. This is Mark's opinion.
As I understand it, that's the case. So it wasn't advice. I wasn't suggesting that an individual actually go ahead and just keep burping.
I'm just making it clear.
Yeah. Well, you did say that the 15 minutes, it's illegal for them to take a breathalyzer.
He said he believes.
He believes it's illegal.
Yep, yeah. That's what I understand. And I understand that it applies at least in New Hampshire and Florida.
So we know that alcohol is pretty dangerous, can be very, very dangerous. Cannabis, not so much. Cannabis, lots of people smoke cannabis and drive on a regular basis. In fact, there's like this classic study done by the Australian Department of Transportation, which has been replicated, from what I understand, that shows that cannabis drivers are safer drivers, actually statistically safer than non-stoned or straight drivers, people that are just standard drivers, cannabis users are better drivers by just a slight, I mean, a statistically insignificant margin, but it's there, and it's interesting because it shows, you know, it's counter to the propaganda about cannabis. This is supposed to be this mind-warping drug that just addles your brain, and you can't do anything except sit on a couch.
Right. But there was another study that was done that showed reaction time in people that were, had been intoxicated on cannabis. And the reaction time isn't the same as, you know, for the average stone driver is not the same as for the average not stone driver.
Is that right?
So when you have the situation of, I don't know, the kid running out into the middle of the street. Now, look, parents, I think that you're being really irresponsible if your children are running out in the middle of the street.
Yeah, but did they test sativas or indicas?
I don't know.
they need to do that now.
Well, that's just it. Now that cannabis is legal in some places, we'll be able to see more of this information, because previously you couldn't do tests like this unless you had DEA permission or you were willing to do it illegally. So there were very, very few scientific studies and even case studies, very, very few. So then you told us, Johnson, that you had been on LSD and driven, and it was very bad. But
yeah,
you said you were
not
forced to drive.
Okay, well,
someone have a gun to your
nobody
head?
Had a gun to my head. Okay, I wasn't typically, like, technically
where
forced,
were you?
But I had gone to a rave with a friend.
Florida?
This is in Connecticut.
Okay.
And I had gone to a rave with a friend, and it was his birthday the next day, and I was going to be staying overnight at his place, but the rave went so late. I mean, it was like, you know, we went back.
As raves do.
Yeah, I mean, we it was like 6 a.m. before we were coming home.
Sun's up.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Sun's up, and like no sleep was happening at that
point. And you were on the LSD at the rave?
Yes.
Okay. And how much LSD?
I don't even know.
Were you the kind of guy who would take, like, for me, I've never done more than one hit of LSD. Were you the kind of guy who would take 3, 4? I mean, what was your typical?
2, 3. Okay. Yeah, I mean, not.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, not.
Kids, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that was like typically, but I mean, there was, and I remember that that particular dose had been old, so I thought, you know, two is no problem.
No big deal.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was really old, so I figured it was, you know, breaking down at that point.
And
it,
yeah, for sure.
Which it may have been, but
still pretty strong.
It's still strong enough to, you know, to be the visual effects that I would describe is color cycling and, you know, like warping of objects. Mm. Not melting. I'm not like melting in dragons or anything like that.
Yeah, I've never gone that far.
No. you know, just but enough kind of spatial distortion that
you knew it was not a good idea.
Yeah, I knew it was not a good idea. But at that point, you know, I didn't.
Which is another indicator, by the way. Just come back around to what you were saying before that even while on the LSD, it's not like your ability to decide that this was a bad idea was gone away.
Yeah. No, I was
drunk,
terrified.
Yeah, so you
I was
knew,
terrified.
You
I knew it was. I knew, and I'm like, if I have to, I'll pull over. And I'm like, but I'm you know terrified already of doing this.
So this was 6 in the morning. The rave had just gotten out.
I think when I ended up leaving was probably more like 8 or 10. It was definitely
and you
still
would have
morning.
Dosed at, what, around midnight or something? So you were good, what, 8 hours into the
No,
dose?
I think I dosed much later than that.
Oh, so you took it late.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I took it late.
Wow.
Kind of like in the middle of the night, you know. So I was probably 3 or 4 before
okay.
I took it.
So you were
so I was
tripping
probably
pretty
like,
hard
I
then.
Was probably peaking, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And... essentially, what happened was that it was his birthday, and what I didn't know, he neglected
to
tell.
And he had also taken some?
Yes.
Okay.
And he neglected to tell me, he took much less. He was not, like, nearly, you know, anywhere to the level I was.
Why did you drive?
Drive? Okay, no. No, actually, his parents picked us up at the rave. I didn't reveal, neither of us revealed that we were on anything.
Of course.
And so that's...
How old were you at the time?
I want to say 17, okay. 16. Yep. I don't know. I was, you know,
that's why you didn't reveal that.
Yeah, exactly. And so I didn't want to reveal the fact that I was on anything. And what had happened was, as he told me once we got home, he's like, oh, my family and I were going out on our boat today. We're going out on like a boating trip.
Yeah.
So you can't stay in here anymore. I'm like...
You just got booted out.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Because I thought I was staying over there after the birthday. You know, I thought we were going to hang out, you know, whatever. And then he drops that on me.
Oh, wow.
And so I'm like, I got to get out of here. Oh, God. You know, like,
so you were alone driving
this.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And, of course, you just couldn't just sit in the driveway and
take
a four-hour nap here. Before
yeah, exactly.
Not that you could have napped.
You lived? Did everybody else live?
Yes.
Thank
but,
God.
And it was because
this is a gripping story. Hang on. Yeah, we're going to continue it here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How long was this drive? In reality, not how long did it seem.
Probably a 20-minute drive. It's a route I'd taken hundreds of times.
All right. We'll come back with more here in moments. What not to do when behind the wheel with Johnson. More in moments. And your calls are welcome. You can share your experience as well, because I'm sure, Johnson, you're not the only one who's done this.
Sure.
Free Talk Live.
Have difficulty sleeping? Wake up frequently? Rely on sleeping pills? Your days of sleepless nights may be over thanks to a clinically proven scientific breakthrough from QHT Medical using a revolutionary multi-layered holographic disc. The disc infuses energy influencing the sleep cycle, allowing for a deeper sleep. It's completely safe with no side effects. Wake up refreshed and feel better. The hologram is non-transdermal and nothing enters the body. Think of acupuncture without the needles. When properly placed on the body, the disc can result in a remarkable increase in sleep by calming the body's energy flow. Want to try one? Well, here's an offer you can't refuse. Call 844-5-SNOOZE right now and get your disc free. That's right, free. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee and end sleepless nights. Each disc is good for up to 7 days. Call 844-5-SNOOZE for your free disc now. That's 844-5-SNOOZE or online at QHTMedical.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at a username lrn.fm. So we've been talking about driving on drugs here, in we're going to continue that discussion in moments. Also, want to remind you that you can help support Free Talk Live by sharing Free Talk Live on your favorite social networking / bookmarking website. You perhaps enjoyed in a particular episode, maybe this one, this week. If you're listening live and you want to share our live link, you can share listen.freetalklive.com. Otherwise, if you want to share one of the links to our previous shows, you just share that link to our SoundCloud, and it'll pop right up into your Facebook and kind of turn into a player, and it's very handy. And we sure would appreciate if you do that. If you like the show, it's a great way to help get Free Talk Live into more ears so your friends and family will know what it is that you enjoy, and maybe some of them will start to listen and discover the ideas of freedom, because it's easier for strangers to communicate the ideas of liberty typically than people that that your loved ones know. Like, if they know you and you're trying to explain freedom to them, a lot of them are not going to be likely to listen. Why that is, maybe it's because they know
you're wrong. The prophet is despised in his own land.
Yeah, so anyway, you can help us out by sharing the show. And also, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com to get a list of things that you can do to help spread Free Talk Live and the ideas of freedom. So promote.freetalklive.com. Now, we've been talking about driving while tripping, and that, Johnson, is something that you did years ago. You were 17.
This is almost 20 years ago.
It was not something you wanted to do, but by circumstance, you were kind of put in a a position where you had to do that.
Right.
Now, I guess in theory, you could have driven down the road, parked in some sort of parking lot, and chilled out.
Sure.
Right?
Or I could have admitted, you know, and said, like, I can't drive.
Yeah, you could have done that, too.
Friends, parents.
I like both of those choices better than what occurred, but I understand why one might be 17 years old
and do that,
and make the choice that you made.
To be honest, I feel like my driving was actually okay.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I mean, this was not a untrafficked road. This was downtown. Like, this was going through traffic.
Yeah.
Traffic lights.
It was the morning.
Signs.
Like 8 o'clock in the
morning. Yeah, it was, and it was, there were definitely other cars on the road. I mean, this wasn't like a, you know, thing. The thing about it that was weird was, I feel like my driving ability was absolutely fine.
Hmm.
What wasn't fine was just, again, because of the spatial, like, weirdness. It was just weirdness. I mean, I feel like my driving was okay, but because everything just perceptually was slightly off, every, like, minute or so, I felt like I was lost. I just had this feeling like, I don't recognize my surroundings. Like, I'm able to drive fine, but I don't recognize my surroundings. I'm lost. I'm lost and I'm high. Ah!
Well,
I was just like paranoid and really freaked out, you know, like because I'm.
That probably affects your driving,
right?
Right,
right. And I'm like freaking paranoid, you know, very, very paranoid.
Well, it's absolutely true. If I'm in a new place, I'm not as good at driving as if I'm well.
But I was also
have you ever
driving
been to a new place and just driven right through a stoplight? Because you're like looking
I
around.
I wasn't doing any of that.
No, I'm not suggesting you were, but I have.
I blew through a stop sign in Concord the other day.
But I was doing this hyper carefully, like looking around for all signs, turns, all that stuff. So at least signs and all that wasn't a problem. It was just not recognizing. Like, am I going to be able to make the next right turn? But what it was this. That freaking out, right?
Mm.
Followed by an immediate huge relief, like this very like bipolar, like, ah, where am I? Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm on the right route. I've done this route a million times. I'm okay. Where am I?
So that happened multiple times.
Over and over again the entire way home.
Terrible
idea.
It was terrible.
How long did the 20 minutes feel? Did you have time distortion as well, where it felt like it was longer, shorter?
It felt a little bit longer, but I think feel like that was mostly just from the stress and paranoia of the whole thing. I mean, just like feeling lost.
Did you ever do it again?
Oh, no. Definitely not. I wouldn't do it. Like I said, I wouldn't drive on any kind of substance now. Like, if I felt even mildly buzzed on alcohol, there's no way I would get in the car. No, like no way at all. And it wasn't a choice that I wanted to make then either. You know, had I not felt that my driving was absolutely okay, other than the feeling of getting lost over and over again, which I thought was really weird, but I didn't feel like my driving was affected. Had I felt like my driving was affected at all, I would have pulled over. I would have found a place like, you know, a grocery store parking lot or something, because I didn't want to. Part of the reason I didn't want to pull over on the side of the road, because again, I was afraid, you know,
you're going to get
a cop would just investigate.
Yeah,
they would.
I had that kind of a situation, separate situation happened to me where a cop just investigated me on the side of the road one time. But, so, you know, once I finally got home, I was fine. You know, I took a shower and tried to go to sleep, and that didn't really
work out. Yeah, that doesn't usually work out.
But, you know.
All right, great story. 855, 450, free. Oh, you wanted to continue this news about Colorado and the EBT.
Yeah,
the
just our conversation about
cards.
That. You know, you had said that it's a ridiculous law, and to a certain extent, I agree with you.
And the law does what?
The law, basically, they wanted a GOP proposal to add marijuana shops to the list of places where recipients of public assistance can't use their government EBT issued cards to access cash. Now that list already includes casinos, liquor stores, and gun shops. So marijuana industry lobbyists argued for the bill, saying that there's no evidence that people on public benefits are using pot shop ATMs, and that the prohibition would assure that public disability benefits or other entitlements aren't being used on pot. Democrats on the committee all voted against the idea, saying that people in poor neighborhoods already have difficulty accessing ATMs and that the bill isn't needed. Now, on one hand, I agree with you. I think it's an absolutely ridiculous law. I think it's ridiculous that, you know, it's a whatever. But on the other hand, you know, I think it's ridiculous to limit people's access to an ATM, right? That that seems ridiculous. But at the same time, they're on welfare, you know? Like, I kind of don't have any sympathy for people that are on welfare and, you know, taking everything off the public dole. You know, it's like,
That's true. I agree. I'm fan of welfare.
If they want to limit, you know, you not using your money on weed and gambling and guns, fine. You know, like, you know,
well,
I see no
problem with that. The only thing that does is it only limits the most irresponsible people. It only limits the laziest of people.
Fine. Limit the laziest of people that aren't willing to go to the grocery store and, you know, take out money and then make the trip over to the weed store. Fine.
That's all it does.
Yeah, that's all it does. But you know what? Good enough? Fine, why not? Why not put that stimulation in place? Even if it's increasing it even a tiny little bit.
Does it increase the cost of government, though? Does it increase, like, to put this law in place?
Sure.
What are the compliance costs? Who has to go in and edit whatever code?
Yeah, good point.
So are you actually voting for larger government by voting for this?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, they already have things like gun shops and casinos and places like that that they limit folks from
sure,
doing.
Sure, but if you're a small government person and this increases the size of government, should you be voting for it?
I can't imagine. I would say no. I can't imagine that it in any way prevents somebody who wants to get their money from getting their money.
It sure doesn't.
Or prevents somebody who wants to spend their EBT money. Because money's fungible.
I mean, well, think
even
about
it. Even if you could somehow prevent somebody who gets EBT from using their EBT money on marijuana, which, of course, you cannot do, then you would still be unable to prevent them from getting whatever other money they might acquire and using that on marijuana.
Yeah, and also, is there going to be a restriction? Is it going to be like if they determine that there's a marijuana store, okay, so the lady in the news piece that we played earlier said, well, there's over 100 stores already in Colorado.
More than Starbucks.
So are they going to put a circle around the store 1,000 feet out? Or if one's located next door to a bank, are they good to go?
Right, who knows? Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got a point. Well, all those types of regulations get out of control, but obviously there's already an existing law in place in regards to the casinos and the other stuff that's already there. So, I mean, I feel like they'd just be adding to that, you know, like, okay, and, you know, with this existing regulation. And,
it probably wouldn't be a whole lot of money to pay a programmer to go in and enter whatever locations are in their database.
But each one of these places is probably going to have to be, somehow codified and registered as one of these kind of places.
Have that information. Yeah. They have the information on who's got the licenses. So they would have to probably have some programmer or some data entry person take this list of stores
and then
enter in that list into whatever it is, this database that they're using to check against to see if this, you know, whatever ATM location is in these places. So that would be however many hours it would take them to input that and then to continue updating it as new stores came on. So I agree, we should get rid of government welfare and allow people to be helped by the market and by charities and people who actually care, and then this wouldn't be an issue.
Right. We shouldn't have to be shaking our fingers at people who are on welfare to try and get them, no, don't buy that.
Yeah, because this is going to stop them. I mean, anybody that's known a drug addict, and by the way, I'm not saying people are addicted to marijuana, but if we were talking about pill addicts, those people go and rob from their grandmother to get $30 in order to go and buy some pills.
Like, shouldn't you be feeding your kids rather than gambling and smoking weed? I mean, it's like it should be obvious. I mean, nothing's going to stop these people from being terrible people.
Exactly,
because they can't use an ATM. The law fixed it.
So more to come here tonight. Hour 3 is on the way. Christian school teacher has decided to quit God for a year. He's going atheist.
And that's not how it works, bro.
Well, I thought you'd have something to say about this, Johnson, so we'll get to that here. Also, civil disobedience inside North Korea. There's video that has leaked. It's pretty interesting. More coming up here in moments, and you can take control as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live continues in moments.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.